This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We've got a couple Detroit sports head-to-head questions.
Let's get into it.
We will pit Detroit teams head-to-head in a steel cage match to the death. The first matchup I will lay out for you, John. Standing in the Honolulu blue corner, we have a team off a 15-win regular season with no playoff win. Mm-hmm. A hungrier, healthier team stocked with all pros, but a difficult schedule and brand new coordinators. Led by football's stone cold Steve Austin, it's the zero-time Super Bowl champion, Detroit Lions. Their opponent in this head-to-head contest, standing in the other blue corner, the four-time World Series champions, led by the best pitcher on planet Earth and a manager who may or may not be an actual wizard. The team with the best record in baseball, a deep, resilient squad that has already won series against the Yankees, Padres, Mariners, Giants, Cardinals, and Royals, but who's counting? It's the gritty Tigers. The question, who has the better chance to win it all between these two teams? John, who's your fighter?
Well, my fighter is the Detroit Lions. And it's not necessarily because I think they're that much further along than the Tigers are. I think both of them are really good teams. I think you have more, a higher grouping of high-end players for the Detroit Lions than you do with the Tigers. The Tigers have proven to be very consistent. I think it's more a function of, and you start looking at all of these different, you know, websites and different opinions. I saw one yesterday where it was the NFL.com had the Lions with the third most complete roster. Mm-hmm. Now, we all know, we've all talked about the edge opposite Aiden Hutchinson.
They got an edge issue?
Yes. Okay. I don't necessarily want to go down that road. But other than that, and because nobody has a perfect roster, but they have one of the most complete rosters. They're coming off a season where they won 15. Not a lot of changes. I know the coordinators, but it's more a function of, do I believe in this world that we're talking about, who's got the best chance to win a title? Can they beat the top teams? Can they beat Philly? They won't be favored, but I believe they can. Can they beat Kansas City? They won't be favored, but I believe they can. Buffalo, Baltimore. I don't know that the other teams that are going to be competing for that title are that much further ahead of where the Lions are. Now, the Tigers in the American League, I would say, yeah, they're the favorites, and they should. Will they be favored to beat the Yankees? They should be. Are they going to be favored to beat the Mariners? They should be. Now, okay, maybe there's a Cleveland issue, but I think they will be favored to win that as well. The problem comes when you start talking about the National League. And would they be favored against Philly or the Cubs? We'll get a chance to see the Cubs here in a few days. The Dodgers, certainly not. I think the Dodgers are further ahead of the Tigers than anybody else is ahead of the Lions.
That there is one super duper team in baseball where you have a series of teams that are on fairly level footing in the NFL.
So insert salary cap conversation.
Right. Some of this too, though, is both teams have that one glaring thing that we fixate on here. The edge guy for the Lions, the third base spot for the Tigers. The Tigers, could they add that at the deadline and change this conversation? Sure. But as we sit today, they haven't. And could Brad Holmes pull off a big move to add somebody opposite Aiden Hutchinson? Probably, but although he's told us he doesn't even understand the question why people would want another edge. I think the Lions are going to be who they are. This is their roster, which I think is a better roster than the Tigers. We're talking all pros, plural, up and down this Lions roster. I think they have the better roster, mm-hmm. and I think they are on more level footing with the favorites in their sport. I also would say the Detroit Lions. But you guys can fill in the gaps and let us know. Choose your fighter more likely to win a title, Tigers or Lions. 248-539-9797.
This also brings up, I believe, a terrific question that you posed to me before we got on the show.
Mm.
When you're talking about trying to win a championship or win your division, win your conference, it's who's got the better coach? Because we've talked about this, right? Coach of the year. We've had a whole bunch of runner-ups.
Yeah, yeah.
Haven't had a coach of the year. I think maybe this is the year where maybe it is the year of the coach of the year here in Detroit. But are the Tigers in a better position to win it all? Because what we have seen A.J. Hinch do.
Do you think A.J.'s a better coach manager than Dan Campbell?
I think the sample size says yes.
Okay.
In regards to the fact that we just talked about all of the All-Pros, all of the high-level talent that the Tiger or that the Lions have. It doesn't mean that Dan Campbell's a bad coach. It's not that conversation. Mm-hmm. The conversation is I think A.J. Hinch has done more with less. And I think when we watch the matchups, we talk about him being a wizard. We talk about all the moves that he makes that just simply seem to work.
Yeah.
And the sample size is a little bit larger because last year, no offense, one pitcher, they make it to the postseason.
They win a series.
Yep. And now all of a sudden they have the best record in Major League Baseball with a similar roster. A couple of additions, but nothing earth-shattering. Now you look at the Lions and you say, well, and I like the aggressive nature of Dan Campbell, but could you say at the end of the first half against San Francisco 2 years ago in the NFC Championship game, maybe that's a position they should have gone for something more. And then in the second half, it's fourth and two. Maybe you don't throw the ball and you kick it. You do some different things and maybe he would have already had that Super Bowl.
So it's an interesting way of framing it because I would tell you A.J. Hinch makes more big decisions and we complain about them less. So that probably says something about the rock-solid logic that A.J. Hinch uses. I would say it's A.J. if you're asking me who's the better coach, but who's got the better roster to finish this thing out and win the whole title, world championship?
Yeah.
The Detroit Lions, which I think is why you and I both ended up on the Lions side of things. Now, I'm sure this will feed into Tom's narrative that we don't take the Tigers seriously enough, right? Like we don't take them seriously enough. Do you think it's the Tigers between the two teams?
Yes, and it's because I don't think the Lions are going to win the Super Bowl this year.
And you think the Tigers?
So
are
I let that cat out of the bag. I necessarily don't think the Tigers are going to either. But if we're going to kick this can down the road, I get two chances out of the Tigers versus Lions one right now.
Why do you get two for the Tigers?
Because I get next year. Who's going to win it first?
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think the Tigers with Scooble in these 2 years have a better chance. So I don't know if I'm cheating the system
there
a little bit.
No, it's a fair game.
I like the angle.
But I don't think the Lions are winning the Super Bowl this year. I think one of the biggest questions surrounding this team is their defensive coordinator. This guy has absolutely no experience at this job. And experienced defensive coordinators are the new thing winning Super Bowls. People kind of just overlook that. Go look at the last like 7-8 DCs that have won Super Bowls.
So off the top of my head, we're going Fangio last year, Spagnuolo with the Chiefs.
Three times. I mean, Raheem Mostert was with, or not Raheem Mostert, Raheem Morris was with the Rams, who is a very well-respected DC head coach. You're kind of, Todd Bowles was the DC under Arians.
Yep.
You know, I just think this is a humongous void on this team potentially when you also have guys who are kind of coming back from injury with McNeil and Hutch and everything playing against these QBs. I think the Lions are going to probably still win the North and get in the playoffs, but
come up short.
Yeah, but hold on. Late in the season, those coordinators won't feel new. They will have established their own spin on Dan Campbell's philosophy. It will still be Dan Campbell's philosophy. The way the schedule sets up, they're going to take some lumps early, and we're going to have some people on the ledge early. The schedule late is going to let them pick up some steam. So they'll win the division. Yeah, I expect them to go 5-1. They'll win the division. They'll have at least one home playoff game, and they'll be playing better ball late in the season. McNeil will be back from the injury at that point and have a month plus under his belt of playing live NFL football. I actually think they're set up to finish a lot stronger than they did and a lot stronger than they're going to start.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I can buy that.
And I don't know how the Tigers are going to finish. Do we know how the Tigers are going to finish? Because they also have postseason questions.
But with the Lions, you're talking about in this situation going on the road in the playoffs. This team hasn't won a road playoff game since 1957. Okay, the bottom line is I got a lot of ammo in my back pocket here to say why the Lions won't win the Super Bowl. Therefore, I think the Tigers have the better chance.
Okay. But then is it simply because of coordinators? Is that
the
issue?
Guys,
it's specifically defensive coordinator, he's saying.
No, I know.
So I think they're going to have to win a road playoff game. I don't think they can. I think Kelvin Shepard has a lot on his plate versus John Morton. Look, Dan Campbell's going to take care of the offense, and it might have a few hiccups early in the year. They had a slow start last season offensively, the first two games. But defensively, I think they're going to be challenges here. And I have big Terrion Arnold problems right now. And until I see it, I've got so many question marks. That's why I don't think the Lions will win the Super Bowl. I think this is going to be a year of, you know what? We know we've got a good, consistent annual playoff team, but it's not going to happen this year. And I've got QB questions at this point. After what I saw last year in that playoff game, that game is in that guy's DNA two or three times a season.
But so that overrides what you saw in the postseason prior to that?
Yeah.
Because both of those are in his DNA.
I know. But I'm going to get Jared Goff's. I feel like Jared Goff's going to let us down when it all comes down to it. I mean, we're talking about winning a Super Bowl here.
Sometimes they just relish in negativity.
Well, he's a tier two quarterback. He's not a tier one. So you have
flaws. They almost like relish in negativity at
times. I think I ruined the day for everybody here. I know the disco was happening last year. This isn't last year.
I'm okay if someone wants to answer Tigers.
We're all for double-digit wins. They don't have to all be by double digits.
I'm cool if you want to make the case for the Tigers. Tom is making that case. We made the case for the Lions. You got two teams chasing a title in the city of Detroit, so we decided put them head-to-head in the steel cage match. Greg will have a poll question up. We want your phone calls, your reasons behind it. Is it the Lions? Is it the Tigers? The team more likely to win a title? It's 97-1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.